baby bye-bye.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Yeah. Telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sweeping layoffs continue with tens of thousands of government jobs on the line. Outside the USAID building today in Washington, D.C., fired employees were given 15 minutes to collect their belongings after being shut out weeks ago. Caitlin Harwood is a former desk officer for the African nation of Mozambique. She says real people and services are being impacted.
I have a 9-month-old and a 4-year-old daughter, and I'm worried about my next paycheck. But I'll figure it out, I guess.
President Trump says he supports the cuts. Today, the president welcoming Britain's prime minister to the White House, and talks will focus on trade and tariffs. In New Mexico, authorities say that they have executed a search warrant at the home of Gene Hackman, the award-winning actor, and his wife and dog found dead in different rooms. Police say it appears they were dead for some time. They don't have a cause, but now say they're looking at possible carbon monoxide poisonings. Gene Hackman was 95. This is ABC News. The Trump administration says it is rolling out a billion-dollar plan to lower the cost of eggs, as prices are expected to rise another 41% this year. ABC News chief business and economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
One of the big questions is, how do you deal with the birds when the flu has been detected? The U.S. requires the culling of the entire flock to stop the spread because the disease is so highly contagious, but it can take 9 months to repopulate. That means a long time before you get that supply back. And according to the agriculture Agriculture Secretary, prices are likely to go higher into the spring and Easter. That's high season generally for egg prices, but they could ease with these measures this summer.
The world's largest religious gathering has come to an end. A record-breaking 663 million Hindu pilgrims took the event. Takes place every 6 to 12 years. Star Power will soon lift off into space. Blue Origin announced today Gail King and Katy Perry will be on board the next flight. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. But it's becoming breezy, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour today, and they'll whip tomorrow up to 40 miles per hour. This as a cold front slams through the state, and it may spark up a few snow showers. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 39.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin state government is projected to finish the current fiscal year June 30th with a $4.3 billion surplus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the last state budget has a lot to do with that. Voss says 95% of tax reductions that were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers is the basic reason for the state's current massive surplus. The Natural Resources Board announced Wednesday it'll hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates have been set, but they'll be announced in the coming weeks. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented the last two times they were brought forward. And a Monroe County town official is accused of embezzlement. Town of Adrian treasurer Kelly Schlusner was booked into the county jail Tuesday on the suspicion of misconduct in office and theft. Schlusner is accused of embezzling $294,000 from the town over the past 3 years.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Enlist summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. Amplify health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Clinics and Tri-County Hospital. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, and Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. A 62-year-old Alma man is dead. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to a call yesterday of a man that had a tree fall on him near Highway N and Highway T. On arrival, deputies found the man and he was deceased. The man's name has not been released. There's a new texting scam to be on the lookout for. WRDN Radio received a text message yesterday claiming that the station had an unpaid toll from a January trip that had to be paid for by February 27th and included a link to pay the toll. Now, since there are no toll roads in Wisconsin and no one from the station has traveled to a state with toll roads, this is nothing more than a scam. If you receive a text like this, do not click on the link, delete the message, and block that phone number. A Wisconsin city treasurer has been arrested and is accused of stealing almost $300,000 from a Monroe County town. Investigators say Kelly Schlusner, the town of Adrian treasurer, has allegedly been stealing money from the township's account since 2022. She was arrested and is at the Monroe County Jail. An investigation is ongoing. She'll have a bond hearing this afternoon. Next school year, the elementary public schools in Winona will have a different feel. Goodview Elementary will become a kindergarten center only. The other two elementary schools in the district will be first through fourth graders. Depending on where you live in Winona, it will be based on where your child will go to school. All students that went to Goodview will move to Jefferson Elementary. Winona Superintendent Brad Bernitsky said changes to attendance are the main reason behind the new system. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proposed to increase fees for hunting and fishing licenses. In his new budget proposal, most of the licenses would go up by $10 to $20. This would include small game, deer, fishing, and wild turkey licenses. Fees have not increased since 2005. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Amplify Health by Gunderson welcomes Dr. John Snyder to their family medicine team in Mondovi, now open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Dr. Snyder joins physician assistant Taylor Anderson, seeing patients of all ages from acute care to wellness visits. Call 715-926-1113 today for a same-day or next-day appointment in Mondovi, or video visits are also available for your added convenience. Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics.
The city of Durant has passed a room tax ordinance. The room tax will be set at 8% for all short-term room rentals, including the hotel and any Airbnb rentals in the city. 70% of the room tax must be used to promote tourism, and a tourism commission made up of representatives from the city and the hospitality industry will be formed to determine how that money will be used to promote tourism in Durant. That room tax goes into effect April 1st. A Goodhue County teen is dead after a single vehicle accident Tuesday morning. According to the Goodhue County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle driven by a male teenager was traveling westbound on County Road 9 when he lost control and the vehicle left the roadway and rolled into a farm field. The teen was transported to the hospital but later died from his injuries. Minnesota's Mayo Clinic has been rated the number one hospital by Newsweek in its annual ratings. CEO and president of the hospital, Garancio Figuera, said in a statement, "This is just another tribute to the dedicated staff who consistently delivered unparalleled compassionate care to our patients." According to its methodology, the list, which includes hospitals from 30 nations, ranked hospitals on many metrics. The Minnesota hospital ranked first or second among those metrics. Police in Chippewa Falls are looking into multiple crimes committed in the area. Chief of Police Ryan Douglas said that multiple residents on the east side of town reported their mailboxes had been damaged. Rural Street seems to be the center of all the damage to mailboxes. When police were looking into the crimes, they also found out that many cars had been broken into and items stolen. Douglas says a man is in custody related to the crimes. However, they're still trying to figure out if there are additional suspects. A Wisconsin health official says the Trump administration actions are concerning as bird flu continues to spread across the country. In a newsmaker's interview with Wisconsin Eye, state public health veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle said they're concerned that there's been a lack of communication between the CDC and state and local partners. We are certainly concerned to see that people are being laid off at a time when there's a public health and animal health response needed to the virus. Conkle said public health veterinarians in the states continue to communicate to try to maintain a national picture of what's going on with the bird flu. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Applications for the 2026 DNR Stamp Contest are now open. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says local artists can apply for the wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfall stamp designs. Winning artworks will appear on stamps next year. Hunters are required to buy the stamps in order to harvest each game bird legally. Entries must be sent to the DNR by August 1st. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Actress and model Brooke Shields has had a legendary career, but one aspect of that career made her write the book, Brooke Shields Is Not Allowed to Get Old.
I've watched people get sort of personally affronted that I dare to be 60. Oh, I just sort of feel bad for them.
You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. But it's becoming breezy, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour today, and they'll whip tomorrow up to 40 miles per hour. This as a cold front slams through the state, and it may spark up a few snow showers. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 39.
Football players in Miami and Minneapolis continuing to live the good life. I'm Bill Scott with sports. NFL Players Association released its annual survey on Wednesday, and the Dolphins and Vikings finished first and second in the league for a second straight season. The report cards grade organizations on several factors, including practice facilities, food and dining, and training staff. The Packers ranked seventh, down from third last year. NFL Network reporting the Packers have been shopping Jair Alexander. It's expected they'll try to move him to an AFC team, not compete with the Packers in the NFC playoff picture. NFL scouting combine officially kicking off from Indianapolis, with prospects hoping to improve their draft stock by participating in several drills. Defensive linemen and linebackers get things rolling today. College basketball, Michigan State got a half-court buzzer beater from Trey Holloman to beat Maryland 58-55. The Spartans will host the Badgers on Sunday. The Badger women throttled by UCLA 91-61 in Wisconsin's home finale at the Kohl Center. Baseball, the Brewers are having to battle on the field because of a small budget off of it. Manager Pat Murphy, a guest on the MLB Network on Sirius XM yesterday.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just, you know, fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having a, you know, an offense that can beat you in many ways.
Murphy says they have to try to convince young players on the roster they can compete.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way. So we're going to play that way. But not to say we don't want to hit one over the right center field fence every time.
Brewers lost a pair in split squad action yesterday, falling 9-3 to the Dodgers and 7-1 to the Diamondbacks. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
There are some new names and one major milestone in this Saturday's Xfinity Series field. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh!
A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
41 drivers will attempt to qualify for this Saturday's Focused Health 250 at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. There will be some unfamiliar names to the series in the field, including Canadian road racing ace and former series regular Alex LeBay, 2024 Truck Series COTA winner Corey Heim, and Cup stars Ross Chastain, Carson Hocevar, Riley Herbst, and William Byron. Saturday's field will also include independent campaigner Jeremy Clements, who will make his 500th series start. He is the fourth driver in series history to hit that milestone, joining the likes of Kenny Wallace, Jeff Green, and Jason Keller. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, Downtown Durand.
Showing beef cattle is a popular project for kids in 4-H and FFA. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Selecting the right animal increases your odds of getting the blue ribbon as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
My brother and sister and I spent our 4-H years showing beef cattle. We got the animals from our uncle who had a cow-calf herd. Some of our club members raised their own and others bought their bovines from cattle producers or feeder calf sales. David Kirkpatrick is a beef extension specialist at the University of Tennessee. He says when you're choosing a steer, the number one quality to pay attention to is disposition. If you can't handle it, it doesn't matter how good it looks. For beginners, he recommends the Hereford breed. They're docile cattle and easy to break to lead. Kirkpatrick says there are physical characteristics that should also be evaluated.
You want to make sure that they're structurally sound and the feet and legs are in good shape. Then you probably need to evaluate the muscling, how wide they walk. Because if you view them from behind, it's certainly another indicator of muscling and thickness over the top. Probably another thing is to evaluate the frame size of these cattle.
Steers are usually purchased when they're 6 to 9 months old and weigh from 500 to 700 pounds. They should finish out between 1,100 and 1,300 pounds at showtime. How long this takes depends on the breed, frame size, and your management of the animal. Having enough time for the appropriate daily weight gain to meet the show standard is another consideration.
There's sort of some calculations you need to figure out. What is an acceptable gain on this calf? If you weigh 700 pounds and I've got 3 months before showing, you can't get 500 pounds on him that quick.
There are good calves and bad calves in every breed. Some people only show purebreds, but crossbred animals are very popular because they combine the good traits of different breeds. Learn more about choosing a show steer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
42 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 23 to 1905, April up 27 to 1872, May up 16 to 1871, June up 12 at 1811. Cheese markets today, barrels up 1 to 180 and a half, 40 pound block steady at 187, one trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 234 and a half, five trades on the day. Grade A non fat dry milk down 3/4 to 120, one trade on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 52 and a half, two trades on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly higher due to a strength in the morning export sales report, the higher note of boxed beef prices, and the potential that the cash cattle market would potentially move higher. Hog markets, however, are moving mostly lower as the political pressure of tariffs that are set to be enforced as early as next week is weighing heavily on the lean hog complex as U.S. hog producers rely heavily on their ability to export pork to Mexico. And even though morning pork cutout values were higher domestically, the bearish news of how the tariffs could affect current trade relationships is pressuring prices. February live cattle up 87 cents to 199.70. April up $1.75 to 196.37. June up $1.20 to 192.47. March feeder cattle up 240 to 276.77. April up 230 to 275.82. May up 235 to 274.17. April hogs down 395 to 84.35, May down 370 to 88.75, June down 332 to 97.55. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower as the tariff concerns are pushing the dollar higher, along with the USDA Outlook Forum edging corn acreage baseline to 94 million. Soybeans, though, are higher with light product strength and a lighter outlook forum acre number at 84 million acres. That's keeping support at the lower end of the trading range. Wheat futures sharply lower with the strong dollar encouraging long liquidation, and baseline acres from the Ag Outlook Forum rising slightly. March corn down 11 and a half to 466 and three quarters. May down 11 and a quarter to 482 and a quarter. July down 10 and three quarters to 487 and three quarters. New crop down 5 and three quarters to 461 and a quarter. March beans up 3 and a quarter to 1027 and three quarters. May up 1 and a quarter to 1042 and a half. July up 3 quarters to 1057. New crop up 1 and a quarter to 1046 and three quarters. March soybean meal down 40 cents to 293. March soybean oil down 6 cents to 44.91. Chicago wheat March down 18 and 3 quarters to 547 and a quarter. May down 17 and a half to 562 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat March down 13 to 586 and a half. May down 14 at 603 and 3 quarters. Energy markets today, April crude oil up $1.49 to 70.11. May up $1.42 to 69.70. March and April gas both up 4 cents. March at 198, April at 223. That's a check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There could be some movement on interest rates coming soon. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Questions abound about the health and direction of the farm economy, and understandably so. Ben Brown, an agricultural economist with the University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute, says he's getting a lot of questions about the overall U.S. economy.
I've been getting more and more questions about the macroeconomy and just kind of where we see things going as it relates to consumer expenditures, as it relates to the employment market, and then frankly, interest rates. You know, that's one of the things that really can impact agriculture producers a lot is how much they're paying for operating notes at the beginning of the year that they repay back at the end of the year. So a lot of questions about where interest rates could go in the months ahead.
He talks about the impact and direction of interest rates in the months ahead.
So I've been of the opinion that interest rates are maybe a little bit lower right now than where we probably need to see them to have a neutral position. That's my opinion. Others might disagree, and certainly there's people all over the spectrum. But my opinion is that the last year in 2024, we saw a 1 percentage point decrease in the federal funds rate. That's that short-term federal funds rate set by the Federal Reserve. We saw a full percent in half maybe was justified. I felt like the other half was just the market moving because that's what the Fed did, because that's what the market was expecting them to do.
Brown says it's unlikely that interest rates can stay where they're at.
Given the inflation data that we've seen both at the consumer level and at the wholesale level in the last couple of months, I have a really hard time seeing how the Fed can just maintain interest rates where they're at. And certainly, I wouldn't remove the possibility of an interest rate hike here before May or June. To look at last week's inflation data, you know, the consumer price index came up month over month higher than even what the expectations were. That's the third straight month that we've seen inflation come in hotter than expected. And the producer price index was also up, signaling that that wholesale inflation will eventually trickle down to consumer inflation as well. So I do think we're seeing the prices increase faster than expected. And I think that's got the Federal Reserve a little bit concerned.
Agricultural economist Ben Brown from the University of Missouri. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Baldwin is demanding that USDA restore funding already committed to the Wisconsin Dairy Business Innovation Initiative recipients. The demand comes after funding was halted by USDA, even though it had been awarded to 88 dairy business participants in Wisconsin. In addition to the 88 dairy businesses in Wisconsin waiting on a collective $6.5 million in reimbursements for funds appropriated in fiscal year 2023, the Wisconsin Initiative has been told they may not receive funding that they were guaranteed for fiscal year 2024, despite already having expended nearly $500,000. U.S. cattlemen took part in CattleCon 2025 in San Antonio, Texas, and had a lot to talk about. Buck Werbein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says wolves in Minnesota and Wisconsin were a big topic of discussion.
It's different parts of the country that are impacted by that. Some aren't and some are. And of course, here in Wisconsin and Minnesota, it's a big thing. And NCBA is aware of it and working on it. And that's one of those things that it's kind of like fixing fence. You're never done, it seems like.
During the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Beef Association's annual meeting in Mauston, the group came out in support of a bill from Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany that would remove the wolf from the endangered species list and return management of the wolf population back to the states. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will uphold the current April 28, 2025 implementation date for year-round use for E15 and E10 in 8 states, including Wisconsin. The action will provide certainty for fuel suppliers and will expand consumer access to year-round E15 in Wisconsin, along with Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, and South Dakota. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said it underscores EPA's commitment to consumer access to E15 while ensuring a smooth transition for fuel suppliers and refiners. Now, Congress is negotiating a plan to allow for the permanent year-round sale of E15 nationwide. Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, told the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee about the paramount importance of expanding market access and enforcing existing trade agreements for America's dairy producers, workers, and exporters. To keep up with our competitors from Europe and New Zealand, our dairy exporters need new trade deals that cut tariffs and tackle non-trade barriers, Dowd said in written testimony. Whether the U.S. government prioritizes the enforcement of the trade agreements it has negotiated and addresses trade barriers targeting U.S. exports will determine whether America's farmers and workers will benefit from the market access that has and will be promised. Last year, U.S. dairy exported close to $8.3 billion in dairy products overseas, supporting thousands of jobs across the country, despite competing against global counterparts who benefit from more recent and expansive trade agreements. Our competitors aren't slowing down, he added. U.S. egg production totaled 8.86 billion eggs in January of 2025, down 4% from last year. Production included 7.57 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. Of the hatching egg total, 1.2 billion were for broiler-type chickens and another 100 million were for egg-type. Now, the total number of layers in January averaged 363 million, down 4% from last year. January egg production per 100 layers was 2,440 eggs, down slightly from January of 2024. All layers in the U.S. on February 1st totaled 357 million. That was down 5% from last year. The 357 million layers consisted of 292 million layers producing table or market eggs, 61.9 million layers producing broiler-type hatching eggs, and 3.92 million layers producing egg-type hatching eggs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
With the exception of Saturday, looks like above normal temperatures will continue through the early part of next week. Now, we could see some rain and snow showers on Friday as a upper level system moves through the region. Now, that precipitation will also be accompanied by some strong winds on Friday with gusts of up to 50 miles an hour possible. A larger storm system over the central U.S. may produce periods of rain and snow showers, though, Tuesday and Wednesday. Forecast for today, partly sunny early, highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 30s, southwest winds at around 10, increasing to 10 to 15 with gusting to 35. For Friday, partly sunny, we'll have highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 20 to 30, gusting to 45. For Saturday, mostly sunny and cooler, highs near 30. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 40. Monday, mostly sunny, not as cold, highs in the low 50s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs near 50. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain and snow, highs in the upper 30s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a date. sell that trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full. But just one night with her dress on the floor is where the woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. Her whisper in my ear made a brand new man. Now this same heartbeat's got a brand new plan. With a woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love.
Got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Another Friday night, there's a line of cars leaving. Home team's got an out of town. Me, I'm sitting on the hood of mine drinking. I'm just a parking lot down and out of. Under that high school bleacher, I drove that preacher's daughter crazy. Her mama was my homeroom teacher, and her dad was hell-bent on saving me. Yeah, I'm sure there's higher heights where the high risers rise. But me, I'm gonna sit right here. Catch me around here, buds, cause you ain't around here enough. Keep putting on down here, another round here, till my down goes up. Lit up like that one stop light across a mountain welcome sign. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, bud. Never had big city eyes, hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now, if you ever got that penthouse palace. No, Scotty's ain't got no back, got no gas in his neon light. But he's got two for one till two now. Catch me around. You ain't around here none. To putting on down here, another round here, till my town goes up. Lit up like that one stop of light across a mountain welcome sign. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, bud. Catch me around here, bud. catch me around here, Buzz. I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might. Thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Profit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh.
he's got a brand new lover. Here you come on running, you're looking for some cover. I know you're sad and lonely, I know you're feeling blue. You miss him so much, won't let me get too close to you. Oh, he ain't worth missing, oh, we should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing, he ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning, I know your heart is burning. Girl, you gotta listen, don't you know he ain't worth missing. You know I'm here to save you, but you ain't through crying yet. Look at your pretty face, all red and soaking wet. I'm gonna try to make him just a memory. Come on, baby, let's get started. First thing you got to see. Oh, he ain't worth missing. Oh, we should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing. He ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning. I know your heart is burning. Girl,
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House passed a budget blueprint this week aimed at delivering massive cuts and tax breaks for President Trump's agenda. Democrats say that would include making his 2017 tax cuts permanent.